speak about family planning is in part to speak about human rights, sexual and reproductive rights, health rights, and development opportunities for women and better opportunities for children. 7 years ago in Guatemala, this term, reproductive health and family planning, were prohibited and penalized by conservative government system. The content of my presentation will focus in the script to legal framework leading up the pacing and the lab and the context for reproductive health in the country, which is basic for the advocacy in favor of the lab and the participate for women. What are the lessons, what are they have learned in the process? Maternal mortality is measured an indicator for disparity. Guatemalan women die for the same reason that in Europe women died in the 18th century, from hemorrhages, placenta retention, and careful unqualified personnel. In Guatemala, 2 women die every day from maternal complications. It is 4/18 rate of maternal mortality in Latin America. 66% of births in urban areas is attended by qualified persons, as compared to only 50% in rural areas. 57% of non-indigenous women are attended by qualified personnel, as compared to only 19% of indigenous women. As you can see, Guatemala has been one of the last Latin American countries to decrease its global fertility rate, 47 years passed before the rate decreased 2 points. Between 1997 and 2002, a total of 5 years, the rate is go down 0.7 points. What are the factors that have intervened in this situation? The unsatisfied demand for family planning in Guatemala is 28%. In indigenous women, it goes up to 40%. In non-literal women, it is 39%. And in rural areas, it is 32%. The women who need most attention are the poor rural indigenous women of Guatemala. In 1919, Guatemala did not have any legal framework to mention reproductive health or family planning. At the 1994 Cairo conference, the term reproductive health and sexual education is still apparent in codes. This is example of the political will of silence of the topic. Women's organization had attained a legal framework with the Labor for Social Development in 2001, which were 53% of the dividend tax, is dedicated a specific line item for reproductive health. The Ministry of Health approved the line item with its budget to monitor an expansive to reproductive health. The politic process of the lab. The window of opportunity was opened by Dr. Armando Aragon, who convinced the representative of the governing Ghana Conservative Party that a family planning lab was necessary. On November 16, 2005, Congress approved the lab by slight vote. When the labs become public, the conservative opposition, specifically the Catholic Church, pressures all members of Congress to the point that many Congress members to retract their vote and claim that they did not know exactly content of the law when they passed it. The opposition pressures the president to veto the law, which does December 25th, claiming that the law duplies the land of social development, that their financial was implemented the law. In that the law is unconstitutional because only parents have the exclusive responsibility for provide sex education for their children. Ghana Terces the expel is a Congress member for the party. They did not accept President's veto. The 3/4 majority is needed to even to veto, but on the 3rd Congress was made of the Ghana part. This is when the civil social spring into action in 108 rural professional and media organizations forming alliances, implement a national public campaign in favor of the law. The Congress thus realized this president erroneous veto is law outside in the sanctioned veto timeline. Therefore, the Congress declared what the law's stand is original passage. The president appealed to the court the constitutionality, the supreme authority in Guatemala, and the court declaring the province is tied on the family planning law. 3 months went by, we continue our campaign and final court the constitutionality later the temporal stay on the law. On May 9, 2006, is law publisher and main official. Family Planning Law. This is Armando Aragon. This is Congressman who was sponsored to the law. The civil society has played a strategic role in this process. The generation of Alianza new message on family planning involving other sectors, like the private and economic sectors, and alliances which legislator or the medium and the result in positive advances for family planning. These are examples of mentions and the slogan put out by women's organizations during the campaign in the family planning labs. Public forums. We learning from other experience with the support or international consulting. Catholics for Free Choice support advances with Guatemala Woman, the Allergic Catholics. The invited question is Pilar Sanchez from Mexico. Never before had a lab captured to so much medium attention. In the 6 months of debate over the law, 3 or 4 articles appeared diary in print media, arguing 18/18 the family planning laws. Here we see images of social support of the laws, sharing service information and results with the public. Fellow meeting, to develop the regulation for family planning labs, to develop a strategic plan, to form unit from on the face of conservancy and machista social, for social supervision, to celebrate life. Reproductive health has been part of the woman agenda in Guatemala for a long time. The approval of this family planning labs ensure specific financial support and priority service for rural and indigenous women who have the less access to family planning, as well ensure the formation and family planning service for adolescents and young. The Family Planning Labs also gives use a model for in Latin America, and similar labs have been passed in Paraguay and Bolivia. Lesson learned. Unite great strength. We must unify our common interest. In the case in what family planning labs and always respect other diversity. Place topic of family planning in the public agenda and gender support to media. Create clear message and involve not only women, but also people from other sectors, like business people and writing, who all feel vulnerable on the topic family planning. Strategic manage the opposition message and give information based in scientific evidence. Constant analysis and monitor progress of the campaign. Finality, we would like to acknowledge the assistance and financial support of the following organizations: International Health Programs, the Public Health Institutes, the Compton Foundation, USAID, and Moravian Funds. Thank you so much.